Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way, a way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
John chapter 1, verses 14 through 16. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes before me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace."
One of the truly mysterious but exciting teachings of Scripture is found in these words, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." So simply stated, it is easy to lose the profound message, known by theologians as the Incarnation. It is God Himself taking on flesh and blood and becoming the same as us, but without sin. Two natures, human and divine, yet one person. This happened 2,000 years ago as the Holy Spirit came upon the Virgin Mary, and she gave birth to a child who was called the Son of God. He was the Christ, because he was equal to God. John the Baptist testified that Jesus was the Christ and made sure that those who heard his witness would know that Jesus was the Incarnation. John made it clear that because Jesus was the Incarnation, it is through him that we have all received grace, meaning the justification, pardoning, adopting, sanctifying, and persevering work of Christ. In today's devotion, let's meditate on how we can be a witness to this truly wonderful advent of grace. How can we, like John the Baptist, testify about Christ and his incarnation? One possibility may be through an incarnation of our own, by letting the Holy Spirit continue to reform our lives in ways that make us more like Christ. Today, commit to making the incarnation more than some mysterious theological word. Pledge to live your life in truth so people can actually see the Word become flesh and living among us so that they can see His glory.
In the most profound way, Lord, your eternal love was revealed to us in the person of your Son, Jesus. We praise you for that moment in which the Word became flesh. Without the incarnation, Jesus could not have really died, the cross would be meaningless, and there would be no forgiveness of sins. Providing us with a Savior is a most incredible plan. Salvation is the most precious gift that we could ever receive. It is the most humbling and consequential gift that we could ever choose to accept. We pray to be worthy of redemption as witnessed in the way that we love and care for others. Transform our hearts and mature us with each new personal revelation of your truth and goodness. We pray to live in gratitude, always pleasing in your sight.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.